From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton welcomes Israeli and Palestinian leaders to the State Department for face-to-face talks to give the Mideast peace process new momentum.
By being here today, you each have taken an important step toward freeing your peoples from the shackles of a history we cannot change, and moving toward a future of peace and dignity that only you can create.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it won't be easy, but he says he's ready.
A true peace, a lasting peace, would be achieved only with mutual and painful concessions from both sides.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, heard through an interpreter here, says he too hopes for productive talks.
Negotiations that should, within a year, lead to an agreement that will bring the peace, the just peace.
President Obama is pushing for a two-state solution with an independent Palestinian state. Hurricane Earl is pushing near the East Coast, at last check less than 400 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. As Phil Latzman reports from member station WLRN in Miami, Earl has gained more strength this morning.
Earl is a powerful Category 4 storm, reaching its maximum intensity thus far, with top sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane says with that in mind, even a glancing blow could be dangerous.
When it does near the Outer Banks of North Carolina, even if the core of the hurricane does not move right over the Outer Banks, they should get hurricane force winds or very close.
While hurricane warnings remain in place for parts of the North Carolina coast, hurricane watches have been posted for coastal Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware, and southeastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is talking with a congressional panel about the financial meltdown and how the government can avoid bank bailouts in the future. Bernanke says that with financial overhaul legislation in place, banks are in a new environment, and he says the Fed will monitor institutions that might be considered too big to fail or too weak to succeed.
Where there is failure of risk management or business management because of size or complexity, it's very important that the firm and the regulators work to address the problem, and I assure you that we will.
The Congressional Commission is looking at causes of the worst financial crisis in decades and how to prevent another one equally serious. Stocks are up. The Dow Jones Industrials up 14 points. The NASDAQ Composite up 14 as well. Investors waiting for new employment reports tomorrow. This is NPR News. A first debate in California's high-profile Senate race, and the big theme is the economy. Republican challenger Carly Fiorina, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, says incumbent Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer wants to serve herself first.
Thousands of demonstrators.
Barbara Boxer may say she is fighting for Californians, but the truth is she is fighting hardest for another 6 years in Washington, D.C.
As for Boxer, she charges Fiorina's already proven U.S. workers are less important to her than the bottom line.
When she was CEO of Hewlett-Packard, before she was terminated, actually, she shipped 30,000 jobs overseas.
And Boxer points to Fiorina's big severance package from Hewlett-Packard. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke once again before a panel investigating the financial crisis today. And he has told the panel that the Fed will more carefully monitor the behavior of banks, especially in the new environment after the financial meltdown. Officials in South Korea say that a typhoon that has hit there is the worst in 15 years, with at least 3 people dead. Power is out to tens of thousands of people. Forecasters say as much as 3 inches of rain may fall by the end of tomorrow. Officials say that it has heavily damaged a soccer stadium west of Seoul, and forecasters also say that more than 3 inches of rain are on the way. In the Gulf Coast, engineers are planning to delicately remove a cap on the blown-out Gulf of Mexico oil well today. They say they do not expect the BP well to start gushing again, but they say they have no guarantee. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.
Support for